Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Jesus' sheep listen to his voice. He knows them, and they know him. We see an image of that on Easter morning. All the disciples and the women had left the tomb on Easter morning except Mary Magdalene. She alone remained weeping. She peered inside the tomb and saw two angels sitting there, one at the head, one at the foot of where Jesus lay, and they asked her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She answered, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where to find him." They offer her no other comfort, for the Comforter himself stood behind her. And he asked the same, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And she responds in the same, "She does not know where to find her Lord." Mary. At his word, she recognizes him. In his voice, she finds him. "Rabboni, teacher," she exclaims. The shepherd is a teacher, and the teacher is a shepherd. He shepherds his people by teaching them. He leads and guides them by speaking his abiding word to them. So Mary must not cling to his visible presence any longer, but must cling to his word. In that word she will find him. In that word she will find life, the life that he had won for her. She will never hopelessly sorrow again, for her shepherd lives. He lives to guide her with his word. His body may be hidden from our eyes, but his word reveals where he is present. His word is what leads and guides us where we need to be. You cling to the word of God and you cling to Christ himself. These are not just stories of what happened a long time ago, though they are that. But this is the living voice of a risen shepherd who speaks to you words of life and peace. So do not imitate Mary's tears. She loved him dearly. But do imitate her ears. Listen to his voice. "My sheep know my voice," Jesus said. So you know where Jesus is, his word. And through that word, he is leading you to the green pastures of a new garden. Mary Magdalene thought Jesus was simply a gardener. And he was. For he had planted a new tree of life in a barren wilderness that brings healing to every nation. And he is leading his flock to a new pasture, a new paradise, a new and better Eden, the home of heaven. And along the way, we rest in the green pastures of his word. And we sip from the life-giving waters poured over us in baptism. We rest in Christ and in his word, for there he refreshes our souls and reminds us what he has done for us. He speaks us righteous in his voice. And thus we are righteous. Thus we are holy. Our shame is covered up. Our guilt is no more. Forget the guilt feelings that you may have. What God says is true. His holiness and righteousness clothes you so that your wool is as white as snow. He has made you what you are. The word reveals him. I cannot stress that enough. Listen to the word and you listen to the voice of him who loved you unto death. The Bible, the Word of God, the Scriptures, whatever other titles it may have, is the living voice of your risen Savior, who seeks to lead you out of the wilderness and into heaven, who seeks to lead you away from the cursed mindset that fallen man operates by and to a freeing mindset so that you might flourish even now in this world. Confident that all is taken care of by your God. Sins are forgiven. The curse cannot harm you. Death cannot condemn you. Satan can hold you no more, for you are free in Christ, free to carry out your work with joy and gladness. Christ has proven that to you. He's proven that he is a shepherd worthy of following, for he laid down his life for you. When all others fled, there remained Christ standing in Gethsemane, hands bound, the legions of angels nowhere to be found. There remains Christ, suspended from a tree, bleeding and dying, suffering, agonizing, so that you might be holy and righteous before him. He has proven that he is worthy of your following. He did not flee, and he will not flee today. He will not flee before cancer or disease or frailty or old age. He will not flee before governments or activists, before politicians or society. He will not flee before friends and family and co-workers. Even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, there is nothing to fear, for your shepherd is with you, leading you and guiding you. They may try to change his law, but he will not change it. And in those commands you find joy and gladness, and you seek to carry them out. Who cares what the world thinks? There is joy and gladness in his voice. My sheep know my voice, he says. He will not flee. So why do you weep? The risen Savior is present before you to prepare a table in your midst, in the presence of your enemies. He comes so that your cup might overflow with joy and gladness as you eat and drink his body and blood, a joy and gladness which then overflows in you to a life of joy, a life of gladness. Even on sad, rainy days, a life of joy, for the Son of Righteousness lives. Even when everything has gone against you, a life of gladness, for you are righteous in him and you are following one who loves you to the end. Why do you weep? Listen to his voice as he calls you by name and makes you his own once more. He did not send an angel, a pious prophet, or a righteous king to die for you. He himself died for you. And he did not, and he will not delegate his authority today. He himself will shepherd you and lead you and guide you. He does not give authority to men. He himself is your shepherd. So how do pastors fit in with that? He who hears you hears me, Jesus says. He has not given them his authority, but he promises to speak through them. Insofar as they speak the truths of God's word, that is the voice of your shepherd who loved you to death. Where they stray from that word, that is not the voice of Christ. Even where they opine on things Scripture has not said, it's a pious thought at best. The voice of Christ is clear of what you are and where he is leading you. God places his word on the lips of men so that it might touch your ears and through the ears enter your heart. The shepherd is a teacher, and the teacher shepherds you by speaking. Not in dreams or visions, not in reading the omens of your life, trying to figure out how it all works together, but he leads you by speaking an external word from the voice of a man, so that you might know his love for you and his desire for your future. You hear it even as Mary heard it. Go back to the first garden and the first woman. She sought God apart from the word. The tree of knowledge of good and evil was pleasing to the eye. It was good for food. It brought her delight and happiness and joy and gladness to think about eating it. And so she ate. How should she have known that that was against God's word? Well, by listening to the word. How do we know if our feelings are against the word of God? How do we know if what we want to do is what God wants us to do? It may bring us joy and gladness, excitement and happiness, but how do we know if it's actually our shepherd leading us or the voice of the devil leading us? Only by the word. All things must be judged by that clear word of God. My sheep know my voice, Jesus says. Do not separate his voice from the written word of God. Do not say, well, you cannot restrict the power of God. True, you and I can't, but God has restricted himself. Do not say God can work whenever he desires. True, but he has made a promise to work always through his word. And so if you are searching for him outside of the word, you are searching for him outside of his promise. So who knows what you might run into? God has bound himself to his word, bound his voice to his word. Why? So that you do not end up hopelessly sorrowing like Mary, wondering, I don't know where God is in my life. I don't know what he wants me to do or even what he wants for me. You have his word. He will always work through that word. He will give you a pastor so that you might hear that word. Their task is to correct, rebuke, and encourage. Their task is to preach that word to you, not just from a pulpit, by the way. The shepherd and the teacher are one and the same. The shepherd leads and guides you by teaching you the good things of God. God does not speak to your heart. He speaks to your ears. And through the ears, he enters your heart. Don't confuse your desires with the word of God, or else you will end up falling like Eve. Or you will be hopelessly sorrowful like Mary. Rather, listen to his voice. Hear it spoken. You can also read. Thanks be to God, you have the gift to be able to read the word of God whenever you have that need. It should be a daily habit. A husband doesn't have to converse with his wife daily, but he does, because he loves her. So also we desire to hear the voice of Christ, because we love him. Do not look for some hidden message or a hidden voice in the Bible, but hear him speaking those written words to you. Hear him speaking to you through your pastor. Gladly hear and learn from him. For God has given you his word and this office of the ministry so that you might hear his voice and by hearing have direction and comfort as you journey to that new garden, the home of paradise. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.